Al-Bayan Radio presents Prophetic Supplications, presented by Sheikh Arshad Khan.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Brothers and sisters, welcome to our series in which we discuss certain supplications of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the virtues of these supplications and dua. And in today's lesson, we are going to talk about a surah from the Quran which protects us from shirk, which is a freedom from shirk. And that is the surah which is known as Suratul Kafirun. And of course, whenever we talk about reciting the Qur'an, we automatically mean contemplation of the Qur'an as well, understanding of the Qur'an as well. So it's not just a mere recital of the Qur'an, it is recitation coupled with understanding and implementation. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about the virtue of Suratul Kafirun. And this hadith is recorded by Ahmad, Abu Dawood and others, and it is authenticated by Shaykh Albani rahmatullahi alayh, in which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you go to bed at night, recite قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ and go to sleep while saying the last part of it. This indeed is a freedom from shirk. So from that, we can clearly see the virtue of Suratul Kafirun. That this surah, when you recite this at night, it is a freedom for you from shirk. And what is shirk? Shirk is the worst sin that anyone can commit. In English, it is known as polytheism. Shirk, in short, is to join a partner to Allah in your beliefs and acts of worship. So it is when you associate a partner to Allah in your beliefs about Him and your acts of worship towards Him. And it is a sin that Allah does not forgive. When a person dies while doing major shirk and he does not repent, he will not be forgiven. Because it is a sin that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forgive. So one of the ways to protect yourself from shirk is to seek Islamic knowledge. The knowledge of the true aqidah of Islam. Also, to implement what you learn. Not just to seek knowledge and to do the opposite. Rather, you seek that knowledge to make yourself a better Muslim. Nowadays, many people seek knowledge just to refute others. This is not the primary goal of seeking knowledge. The primary goal and objective for seeking knowledge is to make yourself a better Muslim, to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the primary goal. And all other things are secondary. Now, to protect yourselves from shirk, you have to seek knowledge and you have to implement the knowledge that you learn. And on addition to that, a way to protect yourselves from shirk is by utilizing the du'as that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in the authentic sunnah. And of the ways to protect yourself from shirk is by reciting Suratul Kafirun with understanding and implementation. This is a way to protect yourselves from shirk and to free yourselves from shirk. Reciting the mu'awwidhat. Now, the mu'awwidhat, they are the last three surahs of the Quran. Uqba ibn Amir reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him, Ya Uqba ibn Amir, should I not teach you surahs that nothing similar to them was revealed in the Torah, the Zabur, the Injil or the Quran? They are قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَهَدٌ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Let not a night come upon you and you go to bed without reciting them. This hadith is recorded by Ahmad and it is authenticated by Shaykh Albani rahmatullahi alayh. And it is best to repeat these surahs three times, each time bringing your hands together, cupping your hands, reciting them while breathing into the hands that you have cupped, and then rubbing the hands all over the body. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was keen to do that consistently. Even in his final sickness, Aisha radiallahu anha reported that when Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to bed, he would bring the palms of his both hands together and breathe into them while reciting these three surahs. He would then rub them whatever he could reach of his body, starting with his head, his face, the front part of his body, he would do this 3 times. When he was ill, he asked me to do this for him. And this is recorded by Sahih al-Bukhari, Abu Dawud and others. So subhanAllah, these are the 4 surahs, Suratul Kafirun, and the last 3 surahs of the Quran, which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited often when going to bed at night. And he didn't even leave them, subhanAllah, even at the time of his death. He would get Aisha radiallahu anha to do that for him. So we as Muslims, we as followers of the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should try our best to do what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did.
Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.